So in this process, I had to make a few plans this afternoon, and I thought I would like to show you a video, but you can read that at first. Just something about someone's thoughts about Christmas time. My mond is te droog om dit ook te lees. Right. I found this video, and I thought maybe for a moment, let's listen. And if you want to sing along, you're just welcome to do so. So tonight is not it's not a choir practice. If you want to sing, you sing. If you want to be silent, be silent. It's a moment to be close to Jesus and just to experience something of the goodness and His presence. So let's listen to this video, and the words are on the screen. If you want to sing with it, you can do it.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Of joy in
Mag ek net dit ook sê, julle Steenkampe, dankie vir 'n baie, baie mooi, prachtig, die kruis ook hier in ons midde, want ek, dit is waar oor het gaan ook. Christus het gekom met die doel, dankie dat julle dit ook soms so duidelik maak, en dat so span, dit vir ons so mooi gemaakt het, baie dankie daarvoor. Ek wil ook, ek gaan dit net nie vergeet om te sê, baie keer in die oggend, en dit is wel altijd so vreemd, dan denk ek, ek gaan nou sê, ons gaan nou iets hier vanavond eet, dan denk ek, ach, nou gaan niemand iets bring nie, hier is soveel kos, ons kan tot woensdag aan toe nog elke aand hier eet. Baie dankie, 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 julle verras ons net eenvoudig met julle, met julle is net so fantasties. Maak nie saak of jy dit nou daar by Checkers gaan koop het, of wat jy is hier en die goed is hier, en ons sê vir julle verskriklik baie, baie dankie daarvoor. And I've said, what we're going tonight is just going to sing. We sing about God, about goodness, about His love, and what you read in Psalm 69 says, sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name, proclaim His salvation day after day. So we can go on. Psalm 98 says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing. So this is why we are here, and I think what we can do is let's stand and sing the three verses of the first Noel. Let's sing it together. Kap, ek kan hier een stukje Engels, ek is al by die vierde vers, dan so gaan achter. Hierdie story, the story of Jesus and the whole process of coming to earth and join us in our world, and He's here. And how wonderful it is to be here with one another. And in Psalm 147, it says, praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God, how pleasant and fitting to praise Him. Ephesians 5:19 says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. So what we do is, and this morning we had this profession of faith, and we confirm our faith, and with other young people as well, But you know what? When we sing, we tell the story. And when you see these people around you, they believe the same story. And this is why we're here. And I greet you this evening in the name of God who entered our world. The flesh became word, or the word became flesh, and dwell with us. He's here with us. And therefore, we can do nothing else but sing and sing about peace and the glory and the honor of God. Baie dankie dat julle hier is en mag die Here julle seën en vir julle vrede gee. Ons gaan nou staan. Ekskuus, ons gaan mos nou 'n paar keer staan. But you know what? You can go and watch a YouTube video. And they say if you want to lose weight, join a carol service. It is. You will burn 740 calories in one evening. So that is why you are here. Tomorrow morning, you will feel it in your knees, but your heart will be happy. So, we are going to stand and sing Somerkersfees en Herders op die Ope Velde. Kom ons staan en ons sing het saam. Bob Hope, he also said something about Christmas time, and there is his idea, very simple, loving one another. Ons sing Herders op die Ope Velde.
Thank you.
I will say a few words. Ek gaan 'n paar woorde sê net sodat julle kan rus. Tot rus kan kom. Dan julle kan sommer net daar lees, is maar net so 'n quote. Daar's 'n baie interessante ding oor die hele Kersstorie. Ek bedoel ons kan 'n klomp dingetjies hier hê en mooi prentjies hê van Jesus en die krib. Ek weet wat is op my slides? Laat ek net dit gou sien. Ek was mos daarom ontwrig nou. Daar's ons dit. Daar's ene. Wat sê hoekom staan hierdie in die Bybel? I will say something about it in English later on. Maar hier staan dit. Jesus, hoor mooi, is in Bethlehem in Judea. Judea, ons het nou vanoggend oor die profete praat daarvan, dis in die suidelike deel van Israel, gebore tydens die regeringsjaar van Herodes. Dit word presies gepinpoint. Dit is die location pin word vir ons in die skrif gegee. Hoekom is dit so? Wat gebeur daar? En ek dink ek het nou prentjies. Laat ek gou kyk. Wat is op my slides? Gozé, gooi bietjie daar, laat ek kyk. Nee man, gaan niks met ons nou iets sing. Okay, ons gaan later sing. So, kan ek net gou let me say something about this specific concept. Nou nee, gaan maar net terug daar waar ek was. Daar asseblief. Dankie Gozé. Sorry, ek dis jy nie, dis ek. And so what happened is why Bethlehem? Why? Because scripture said it's going to be. It is a prophecy about Bethlehem. And remember now, this word Bethlehem means the place of bread. And the Jesus that was born in Bethlehem, he became the bread of life. So there must be something in terms of this specifics that we receive in the Bible. So the whole thing about Bethlehem is because of a prophecy. And this prophecy was made so many times in the Bible. In Micah 5:2, it says, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler of Israel." So when we sing about Bethlehem, wanneer ons Bethlehemse ster sing, of waar het ook al gaan, it's not just the town. It is about the prophecy. It is about the truth that was prophesied many, many, many years before this. And what happened is, it's divinely orchestrated. And when we sing about Christmas songs, it's specifically orchestrated, organized by God, so that every single thing happened in Bethlehem as it was prophesied many, many years before. And in Matthew and in Luke, what we can see, it says it's true. Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem. And that is why we are here this evening, to say, well, we sing about a town. We are aware of this little town somewhere in Israel. But everything we sing about, it is because of God's specific work to end up in Bethlehem. But we will say something about it later on. Let's sing about this Bethlehem in die stad van koning David. Ons by net so sit, dan sing ons die twee verse. So it was in a little place called Bethlehem, and it says it was during the reign of, wie was die kerel nou weer? Herodes. Yes. But when you do a little bit of research, you get lost between all the Herods and the kings and Caesar and August and so on. So what happens is, it was during the time that the Roman Empire reigned over this whole region. I mean, they were in control of every single thing. And even in Judea and in Bethlehem, their presence were very obvious in terms of the taxation, in terms of the rules around the political arena in that state. And then Caesar Augustus, he said, but there must be a census. So it was all a political thing, and because that is what was needed in that time. So they said all the people must go to their regions. Well, it seems like just this week as well. So you need to go to your region, or Windhoek West or Windhoek Zuid, but you must go there and bring out your vote in your region. Same thing. So they said, go there and go and vote at your region. So that is why Joseph and Mary ended up in Bethlehem. Exactly, precisely, the location pin, just as it was prophesied many years ago by Micah and the rest of the Bible and the Old Testament. So this is the Bethlehem connection and the Roman Empire. It was, again, orchestrated by God. Otherwise, where else would they ended up? So God used the global politics and the political system to bring these two people to end up in a little, so that we can sing about this little crib in Bethlehem. Everything perfectly designed by God. So the Romans had, they assumed they had peace. That is why the whole concept of Jesus that will bring peace was so paradoxical to them. Because they had this thing about, they called it Pax Romana, that means everything is fine. We've got this wonderful roads, no potholes, everything is good. I mean, there's good internet connections, and the military works well, there's policing, everything is good. There's very good law system, everything. And so the peace was a forced peace by the government. So they couldn't understand, why would Jesus come, the Prince of Peace? They had one language. They then forced the Greek language in the country. So the infrastructure, everything was good. But behind all of it was the mighty power of God to orchestrate it again, people to end up in a certain place because it was prophesied in the Old Testament. And that is why we sing about it. It's all about, it's not about that crib. It is not the fact that there might be a chicken or a little donkey or something like that in the vicinity. It's about the greatness and the miracles of God bringing these people in a specific place, because that is the truth of Scripture. And therefore, we can sing again in Afrikaans, ons sing, oor die goeie tyding. Die goeie tyding is groter as maar net dit wat ons baie keer oor sing. Dit gaan oor die heerlikheid van Christus en die werke van God binne in hierdie stelsel. Ek dink ons staan en daarna sit ons weer. 3 verse.
Thank you.
Gozei, was die prentjies voordat wat ek nou voor die sing. Ook een reverse one toe, as wys ek julle. So daar's 'n normale prentjie van Kersfees. Dit is mos die prentjie wat ons kry. Dit is eintlik wat ek nou moet sê, jy weet, voordat ek nou my die punt gemis het. Dis al hierdie mooi goedjies, die wyse manne wat gekom het en wierook en mirre en al daai goed en dit is maar die prentjies wat ons ken. Jy kan maar aangaan die volgende ene en dan daar's ewe donkie en daai lyk vir my na een of ander bronwiebel. En dan ek weet nie Roelie was ek verkeerd. En dan hierdie tipe prentjies, die Kersfees prentjies was mos altyd so gewees. Hierdie krippietjie en daai goed wat en die klem is op daar was die plek nie. Die klem as ek nou wil sê die geopolitical effect is about the place. Is it the exact place where God designed it to be. So there you can see that is a picture of the Bible that time or the map. There is Bethlehem, and you, if you zoom out, you will see another picture. There it is. There's the Middle East, and somewhere there, God decided Jesus must come, enter our world, and make a difference and save us. This is what it is. Micah, he foretells it in Micah 5:2, but you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler of Israel. And he will be the ruler of us here as well. Let me say something else about this whole story while you take a rest. So it's divinely orchestrated. It is perfectly designed by God. But let me say something else. There's sometimes in the story, you will not find a Christmas card of people fleeing. You will not see a Christmas card when the government ordered the police to kill young people. Have you seen any Christmas card? But that is part of the story. They had to get rid of these youngsters. And this is the true story. The violence, the abuse that were present in that time. And so the story ends up where Mary and Jesus escaped. Where? To Egypt. Again, there's something happening here. Why are they running away? We've done Uzziah this morning, the minor prophet Uzziah, and he said, says in chapter 11, he prophesied about this all happening many, many years ago. And he says, out of Egypt, I will call you back, my son. So why did you go to Egypt? Because the Bible says so. Because it was part of the plan. That's why they end up there. And then you read in the same story in Matthew 2. And well, we read that story all over again. And there's only the three words that says, after Herod died. Okay. So this vicious Herod, he died. I mean, so the problem, is the problem gone? Okay, so they can go back to Israel. So what happened is there came a new guy. So they didn't call him Herod, but it was Herod's son, and his name was Archelaus. He was a new ruler in that part of the world. And he was the son of Herod the Great, and he was married to a Samaritan lady. And what happened is he was a vicious guy. I mean, if you read his story, he had a horrible, horrible reputation. During the Passover, he killed so many people. There was unrest, and thousands of people died underneath his rule. Again, violence, all the time, and he was removed by the emperor later on, and he went to a different vicinity where France is now. And what happens is, so now, Joseph and Mary, they wanted to come back, so they went a different route. To where? Nazareth. Now, Jesus of Nazareth. So that is why they end up there. And his father became a carpenter in that little town. Why? Again, because God orchestrated the whole thing and managed it. Because the whole Bible says it will be Jesus from Nazareth. So everything we sing about tonight is the absolute power of God using the geopolitical system, not only for us to sing about Jesus, but something is going on in this world as well, and we say God is still busy. God is busy with the divine plan, with all the things that are happening in this world, and we can see it as terrible, and there's wars, and there are volcanoes, and everything. God is busy, and you and me are part of this whole system. God is on His way with us. And as He orchestrated this story, He's busy orchestrating a new story. So therefore, we need to be mindful of what God is doing. So if you think this was the normal pictures of Christmas, the Bible reminds us of the abnormal pictures. Is that any slides? Ach, danke doch. Okay. This is the abnormal. This is abnormal pictures that I want to show you about Christmas. Enjoy the moment.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
The other side of this world that we're living in. The picture was of that church is in Syria, destroyed by bombs with the Christmas tree. That is reality. But it doesn't change our song. Dit verander nie die lied nie. Ons kan sing. Yet we will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Want die Here is besig om 'n verandering te bring. Die Here is besig om genesing te bring. Die Here is besig om verandering in die vrede te bring. Dit het nie vir amper sê vir Adam en Eva, wie was daai twee by die krippie nou weer? Josef en Maria so gevoel nie. Dit het voel lag nie vir ons so nie. Maar die Here is besig om te draai. Die wêreld is besig om te draai. Ons moet fyn luister wat die Here besig is om te doen. Ons gaan 3 liedere sing. Ag, as u voel, as ek nou sê u, dan bedoel ek u wat nou ouer as 65 is, en u voel, u knieë wil nie, is u welkom te sit. Kom staan, ons sing Joy to the World, dan sing ons Kom alle getroues, ons sing Kom kinders besing, en dan kan ons weer sing. hierdie verse van kom alle getroue skam, all your faithful, ons sing dit ook hartlik saam. Klomp Afrikaners nou daai liedjie man. Kom ons sing ook, kom kinders, ons sing met 'n vrolike stem. Ons sing ook, ons gaan sing 4 verse. baie jare gelede het Handel die Messias gesing, geskryf en om net eer te bring aan die verlossing wat Christus gebring het en mag sy verwerking vanaand sommer net vir jou ook 'n loflied in jou hart bring. Jy laat ons tog sing, Jacques. Weet jy, ons ek hoop die gemeente bid ook vir jou gereeld, want weet jou gesondheid haal jou ook maar partykeer in hier van agter af. Maar baie dankie. Dankie dat jy dit so moontlik maak en so getrou op jou plek is en ek vra sommer weer vergifnis vir my deurmekaarheid. Dat alles nie altyd werk soos dit moet nie, maar jy red ons elke keer. Ons waardeer jou onbeskryflik baie en dankie vir die pragtige lied ook. Nou is ek ook sommer bewoe. Weet nou nie meer hoekom nie. Ons gaan sing. Ek het nou genoeg gepraat. Hierdie bly vir my. As jy nou wil gewonder het, wat is nou my gunsteling lied? Behalwe nou 'n paar ander natuurlik, maar is dit hierdie ene. Die Heiland is gebore. Dit is my so regtig net so aangrypend. As vir alles uit daar by Johannes 3 vers 16 ook kom. En nou gaan ons weer twee liedere sing. En dan gaan ons weer vir 'n oomblik sit. En die lied wat ons hierna gaan sing is ere aan God. Wat die Here net vrede en welbehaag. Nou vir julle jong mense, ek het nou die oomblik as ek nou wegtrek en ek dink ek gaan dit probeer verduidelik wat welbehaag is, dan weet ek moet nou nie probeer nie. Maar dis die vrede en die rustigheid en die well-being wat God vir ons wil bring, lê in welbehaag, die genesing wat die Here wil bring. So kom ons staan en sing ons ook hierdie twee liedere. Dan kan ons weer sit. Well, as julle nou gedink het dat daardie lied baie besonder vir my is, dan dink ek hierdie lied is eintlik my gunsteling, want ek dink so gaan dit klink eendag in die hemel. As al die terduisende, terduisende miljoene, miljarde mense voor die Here staan en sing ere aan God, ere aan God. Dit moet aangrypend wees. And if you are English speaking, I mean, it says glory to God, glory to God. That's basically all it is. We just give glory to God and let's sing this as well. And then we can be seated. What about that story? Sit so vir 'n oomblik. Mag ek 'n laaste woord net sê, wat ek wil julle ook eintlik nooi, ons gaan gou na die tyd, dan nooi ek julle vir 'n kappa soep, of 'n koffie, of iets in die lyn, daar is dalk 'n span spekkie, en dalk 'n broodjie, en dalk 'n koeksustertjie. Net as jy wil, kom kuier saam. As jy vanaand hier is, wil ek jy moet dit hoor. Jy is deel van God se geopolitical plan. You are part of that plan. You can accept it, you can reject it. This is it. God is busy with you. God is busy in this world. Even though it looks like chaos, vrede kom. God is op pad. Christus is besig met reddingswerk. Skakel in, wees deel daarvan. Luister mooi wat God besig is om te doen. Kom ons bid saam. Here, dankie dat ons vanaand net kan sing ere aan God in die hoogste hemel. Here, dankie as ons sing oor die stad van Dawid, dat ons weet, Here, dis 'n spesifieke plek waar ons baie duidelik weet, U alles beplan het, sodat alles volgens die skrif presies so gebeur, en so sal alles ook gebeur soos wat U dit vir ons bly sê. Daarom bid ons vir die vrede. Ons bid vir 'n stikkende Oekraïne. Ons bid vir 'n stikkende Sirië en Palestina en Gaza. Ons bid vir Christene wat vervolg word in Nigerië, Here. Ons bid vir hulle wat keelaf gesny word in Mosambiek. Ons bid, Here, vir 'n wêreld wat God verwerp. Ons bid vir ons jong mense. Ons bid, Here, dat hulle u gees sal ervaar, dat hulle u roeping, u visie vir hierdie wêreld sal raak sien. Ons bid vir elke oupa en ouma, ons bid vir almal wat werk, ons bid vir almal wat siek is, Here. Ons bid vir die geweldige armoede in ons land. Ons bid, Here, dat u mense sal bevry, wat so gulsig is om korrupsie te pleeg en net vir hulle self te verryk. Ons bid, Here, vir uitkomste, vir almal wat in moeilikheid is. Ons bid, Vader, kom, help ons as 'n nasie, kom, bind ons saam, sodat die woord van God weer sentraal in ons lewe sal wees, dat Christus, ons redding, ons hoop sal bly wees. Bring ons terug, Here, soos ons vanoggend gehoor het, by die woord. Daarom bid ons, Vader, mag ons kers wees, mag ons feesgety anders lyk, omdat U anders in ons lewe werk. Seën ons, Here, ook as ons hieruit gaan vandag, mag ons geroepe wees om juis binne in hierdie plan in te val. Dankie dat U alles presies uitwerk, al voel dit soms nie so nie. In U naam bid ons dit. Amen. And please forgive me for not praying in English. But I just lost my whole vocabulary before the prayer. Okay. Nou kan ons afsluit. En as julle nou gedink het, daai was nou my gunsteling, dan is hierdie nou my heel gunsteling. Want het sê net, dit is net altyd nie so stil soos wat ons dink het is nie. Maar mag God se lig in jou lewe skyn. Ons sing het 4 verse, ons sing het ook in 2 verskillende tale, in Afrikaans en Engels, en dan ontvang ons die seën van die Here. Kom, ons sluit hiermee af. goed, hy, sal jy weer na die eerste vers toe gaan van Stille Nag? Ek het nou vanavond gesal, ek het kon nie een keer vir julle hoor nie. En ek het gedink, want Jacques speel ons heel dood. En toe het ek gedink, miskien, kom ons sluit dit so af, sonder die orrel. Dan sing ons net weer hierdie vers. Jacques, geef ons toch net die noot. Die Here sal julle seën en julle beskerm. Die Here sal tot julle redding verskyn en julle genadig wees. Die Here sal julle gebede verhoor en aan julle vrede gee. Amen.